Do I have everything?
Hey, we're live. Hey, good morning. How are you doing today? It is, what is today? It is the 30th of September, last day of September. Can you imagine how quickly this time has gone? This is the 5 a.m. Mesher Scrum Show, by the way. It's not 5 a.m., it's about 7:50 a.m. It was a long night last night. Watching some television last night was crazy. Anyway. This is the 5 a.m. Mesher Scrum Show. I am Greg Mesher, Scrum Master and Agile Coach. And here we talk about Agile and Scrum in a practical and tactical way so that you can deliver value to your customer in a way that you're not working 60, 80 hours a week so you can work towards our mission statement, which is get home to family and friends and have some fun. And have fun at work, too. There's no law that says you can't have work fun at work. But some people think you can't. So, I mean, just... you gotta enjoy what you do, right? If you're gonna work these long hours, I sure hope you enjoy it. I do actually. I do enjoy it. There's days, good days, bad days. So it's just the honest truth, right? That's the practical part of it. There's sort of great days when days seem like things are going great, and there's days when things don't go too good. That's in any job, anywhere, on anywhere in the planet. And I don't know if that'll ever change. But what are we here? Today is the 430th episode. Yesterday, I said yesterday was the 430th episode, but actually today is because I wrote on the wrong date during the week, and it actually threw me off because I'm like, oh man, I forgot my kids because they're getting home early today. So anyway, what we're going to talk about today, I'll keep it short. Just one topic that kind of goes in different ways. Meetings, right? Meetings. We all say there's way too many meetings, but why do we create those meetings? Why do we say we're going to attend those meetings if there's so many meetings out there that don't go? It's kind of like one lady who's a big HR person out in Saudi Arabia. And I talked about her in a previous episode. She's pretty impressive, very impressive, actually. And she's in charge of HR for this large corporation. And she talks about, you know, after five or whatever, she's done work and she's not answering emails and she doesn't do the email thing because the weekend's hers, right? Because that's what they agreed to in HR, 40 hours a week. It's very interesting that when they say they don't want you to do more 40 hours a week. And she says, well, why are you accepting that you want to work more than the 40 hours a week? That's your fault. It's not the company's fault. Right? It's because your fault, because you're allowing that to happen. So it's kind of interesting with meetings. Everybody complains at meetings, but why do you accept all the meetings? Don't accept them. Don't go. Right? Oh, I'll miss something. Oh, you'll find it. They'll send you an email. Someone will let you know what you missed or what's going on, or do you think you'd really change the world? Sometimes it's true, sometimes it's not. But you just got to decide which ones you want to go. Hi, Bubbles. How you doing? But my question is a meeting the answer to everything? Sometimes yes, sometimes no. So like teams aren't talking. I'm a Scrum Master, so I'll set up a meeting so we can all get together and talk about it. Is that necessarily the answer? Do you really need a bunch of people to get together and talk about it? Or you just need to encourage you, go reach out and talk to the person and get the information you need. We don't really need to set up a meeting for you to do that. Send an email, call them on the phone. If they do not call, they didn't answer, I don't think having set up a meeting is going to make them answer any better, right? So that's one aspect of it. So every time we lack communication, do we need to set up a meeting? I don't know. I don't necessarily think so. I don't think it's the quick answer and the easy answer for most Scrum Masters to give. I will set you up a meeting. And I see, and a lot of project managers, but though, however, I really would call them project coordinators, I will set up a meeting for you. That is not necessarily the right answer. It's not necessarily the best answer. It is an answer. Actually, it's not a wrong answer, but it's not necessarily the best answer per se. So why do we do it? So question yourself today. Every time you look at your meeting, you look at your calendar, do I need to be there? Is this the right thing to do? Is there a better way of doing it? Is there a simpler way of doing it than get 10 people in a room, have them all spend all their money for a simple answer that can take 1 minute between two people? Just saying. or is it really a debate or complex solution that really needs to be debated? That's different, right? So if a complex solution where everybody on the team can provide some insight on how to do it, then yeah, maybe a meeting is good. But if it's not, then a meeting is not the most effective or nor lean answered solution to the problem. The other thing is, you know, how do you tell? Do people fill up your entire calendar with meetings all day long? That is telling you a sign that they don't know how to use meetings properly. Because you have to work. You can't go to all these meetings. I'm sorry. It just doesn't happen. So rather than bitching and moaning and complaining about it, tell them you're not going. It says, I got too many meetings today. Tell me what you need. Be specific, and I'll give you the answer. I had to do that yesterday. They wanted to have a meeting and talk about stuff. I said, just send a stupid email. I said, just send an email and everybody tell them this is what we want to do and be done with it. I don't need the meeting to tell you how to write an email. If I have to have a meeting to tell you how to write an email, you don't really need me. Just, it'll be fine. Everything will be okay. Don't sweat it. Don't die. The world ain't going to come to an end. If it does come to an end because you wrote an email telling everybody we want this by Friday, then we got other problems, right? Just saying. But you don't need a meeting to have to discuss an email or what the content of an email should be. Would you make it better? Yes. Are you working in the – you're spending 100% of the value for about – or 100% of the money for about a 10, 5, 1% improvement? You're going to get a magnified or magnitude difference in the response from the audience that you're sending the email into? Probably not. So why do you do it? Don't do it. So this is the practical stuff that I'm just sharing with you all about meetings. If your whole day is scheduled meeting, you need to stop. You need to say, I'm not going. Tell me exactly what you need. I don't need to. What we need to do. Now, the other part, I want to talk a little bit about transformation in meetings, going from a waterfall world to a agile world, or specifically Scrum. Scrum is really like one of the ones that has specific meetings that you attend. You have your sprint review, you have daily Scrums, you have a sprint planning session, which is a sprint planning session, daily Scrums, sprint review, and a sprint retrospective. Those are your four basic meetings. And then there's story refinement and the daily Scrum, which is every day, right? So what happens? A lot of organizations take those Scrum meetings and plop it on top of their already existing meeting protocol. Therefore, there's this a million meetings. You have to make a call. You as an organization, when you transform, have to decide we're not doing these other meetings anymore. We're going to get that information out of the four existing meetings that we're going to implement with Scrum. You have to do it. Someone has to do it. You have to stop it. There was a big discussion. You know, that was in a meeting. They're saying they have these meetings, but then some senior people who are decision-making aren't attending the meetings. The whole purpose is to bring this all up to the decision-makers, I think. Is it for other groups to help support the activities or on other projects? I don't think that would be very, very effective on that, right? If the person needed help, they would ask for it because they're very confident people. I think they are. I think they're fine enough as it is. Do they can use help? Yes. Can they use coaching? Yes. Are they confident in what they do? Yes. Can they do it better? Yes. But anybody. I can do what I do better. Anybody can do what they do better. Sometimes it's helpful to have somebody to do it. Sometimes it's like, leave me alone. I'm going to do my stuff and I'll get there. Sometimes you need someone like a coach to kick yourself in the butt. Like sometimes I need a coach to kick myself in the butt or my wife or my kids or my cat or people I work with. Anyway, so that's why I want to talk about meetings. I think I'm just going to go with that today, Wednesday. So anybody who's into the rocket stuff, and we do the Coke experiment, and that I just want to let you know, theoretically, there should be a rocket launch today. There should be two tomorrow, maybe three. Who knows? So it could be a crazy rocket fest today. So if you go on YouTube, you can figure out who's doing what. And Twitter is sometimes more accurate for SpaceX and ULA and NASA and Wallops Island and Cape Canaveral. So there's like four rockets that are just all waiting to get launched off this week. So who knows? Might be fun. Might be a fun thing to watch. Anyway, I wish you all the best. Happy scrumming. Thumbs up. Take care of the day. Remember, go through your meetings. Tell people what specifically you want from me. Get some more specifics. You got to get out of these meetings. You need to spend quality time thinking about what you're doing and not be in every meeting because you think you need to add something. The return on your meeting time is like, here's your meeting and here's your return. It's like that. So we need to work on not doing this, right? We need meetings to have this much value as much as time as you're in the meetings. We need to find a way to get there. All right. Take care. Ring the little bell for our next episode. Hopefully, I'm going to hope the kids get home early today. Maybe we'll do a Coke experiment in the middle of the week because they're home early. And we'll do some scientific stuff. All right. Take care. Have a great day. Enjoy your day. And see you tomorrow. Bye.